Hey, what's good? It's your girl Chanel, and you're listening to Talking Shit with Chanel. Thank you for coming back, whoever you are. Welcome. If you're new, I know I'm not consistent with this shit, and I'm not making any promises. I'm gonna just try my best to make episodes when I can, because this right now isn't for any monetary value. It's just for my own personal release, and I like getting on stuff and talking about shit that's just been on my brain. So that's what I'm gonna do. Before we get into talking our shit today, please grab you a cup, a jug, a mug, a bottle, whatever, a glass, whatever you're drinking out of today. I'm drinking some Pinot Noir out of the bottle today because a bitch just moved and I don't got no wine glasses. But don't worry, it's not because I'm broke. It's because I'm lazy. It's different. I'm going to go this weekend to make sure I get all the shit that I need. I just did not have the energy to do it this week. But yeah, okay, so let's just get started. Today, before we get into our big topics, let's talk about my Netflix pick of the week. And my Netflix pick of the week is a show called The Good Place. And I like this show. I recommended to like some other people, and some of the feedback, they like look at it and they're like, oh, that's a white show. And I'm like, sort of, kind of. They have a black character on there. They have black characters on there, but it's definitely a white dominated show. But overall, I think that the message of the show supersedes like anything about race, because I think it talks about ethics and ethical shit. Morality has been something that's always been an interest point of mine, and basically the whole theme of the show is that four individuals die and they go to the place that is called the good place. So they think that they're in heaven, but these four individuals know for a fact that the people in heaven have them confused for somebody else, and because the lives that they lived on earth were not, you know, good place worthy. And it just turns out that I don't want to give too much spoilers. I'm gonna give a little bit of a spoiler, so if you don't want to hear this part, just mute it, turn it off, skip past this part. But I think it's a really good pull of the show. The people find out that they're not really in the good place, they're actually in hell, and it's sort of made to look like the good place because that's just the reality of it. Like, I just can't help but to think of it like Earth. Like, we're living in this great place. We have all the technology. We have all the luxuries and opportunities that we think we want. But there's also so much torture. There's so much suffering happening underneath it all. And we have these people that are knowing that they're bad people, but parading around being like they're good people because they think that they cheated the system some way, somehow, but you can never cheat the system. And I think the show touches very well on that. And it has four seasons on Netflix right now. The fourth season was really powerful to me. And it's a comedy show, so it's not serious. It's very satirical and funny and full of humor, but also touches on true ethics, ideas, and morality, and what it is to be a good person and what it is to live a true life and what happens after you die. It's such a good show. So I highly recommend it. Go check it out. The Good Place on Netflix. Okay. All right, let's move on to the next segment. So my next segment is my oh my goodness moment of whatever right now, because it's not the week, because I haven't talked to y'all in a while, but I guess this shit did happen this week. So probably a couple days ago, I received a text message. I received a text message from a random number that was not saved in my phone, and I don't be replying. Like, if I don't know the number, don't expect a reply. If you call in and I don't know the number, don't expect me to answer. You can leave a message. But this person texted me, and they're like, hey, I'm so-and-so's brother. They want to set up a time to talk to you. And I'm just like, you got the wrong number. Like, I'm thinking it's a business or something, and I'm like, oh, no, you got the wrong person. Turns out they're like, oh no, it's so and so. You're Chanel, right? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, so and so. I'm like, well, what do you want? Like, why are you texting me? Why do you have my number? And he was just like, well, I have his phone right now. And he just wanted to know. He didn't tell me what he wanted to talk to you about. He just asked me to reach out to you. And I'm like getting scared. I don't like that. I don't like surprises. I'm learning the order I get. I don't fuck with surprises. I like knowing ahead of time. And sorry, I just paused. I had to do some shit. My bad. So I like knowing ahead of time what is going on. And this person wasn't giving me no information. Okay, sorry. I'm back. So he wasn't giving me no information. And I'm just like, tell this nigga to call me immediately. Tell him to call me immediately. And like 30 minutes later, I got like a phone call, and it's the brother of this person that wants to talk to me. And he's like, well, he's on the other line. Let me connect you. But before he even called me, I Googled this nigga because I was just like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, universe, tell me what's happening. Tell me what's happening. What is going on? And this guy is in jail. Like, I looked him up. He is article. He's in jail for sexually assaulting two females. And reading the article, I'm like, this is definitely a race thing. So yes, so he was following some girl, and girls said that he touched them inappropriately, which very well it could have been the case. You know, niggas be out here just thinking that they're entitled to women's bodies, and that's not okay, and that is sexual assault. But I'm like, watch, he's out in this white bumfuck part of town, and I'm like, I guarantee you they was white girls, which I will bet $100 million on that they was white girls, and he just was in the wrong place the wrong time. Like, those girls was not fucking with him, and they called the police on him, whatever. I think there's more to the story than what was told. And yeah, like, his ass is in jail, and he claims that he's been in there for like almost a year. And I'm just like, why call me? Because when I used to talk to this guy, we were never in a serious relationship. We were just friends, to be honest. Like, we were just friends, and he was cool. I thought he was cool. He thought I was cool. That's fine. But I'm like, why are you calling me? Like, what? You had me all worked up for you to just be in jail. I'm like, okay, nigga, that's your fault. Like, whatever you did, the universe is trying to tell you to learn from it. And he's just like, I just been really thinking about you and yada, yada. And I'm like, why? Like, why? Because he's been in jail for almost a year, and I don't know, like, even before he went to jail, we had stopped talking to each other. Like, so it wasn't like, oh, he just went MIA, and the reason why he went MIA was because he was in jail. Like, no, this nigga went MIA like probably months before he went to jail, or at least maybe not MIA, but we just stopped talking like consistently. And I wasn't checking for him, so I really didn't even think about it. I'm just like, oh, I was moving on with my life. I didn't really even think twice about it. So it was just whatever. And he was just like, yeah, the reason why I haven't been reaching out to you is because of my situation, and it's all lies. It's all lies. And I'm like, okay, all right. Like, I wasn't fazed or bothered. And I guess he was trying to look for sympathy, but I'm just like, I feel for your situation. This man has a degree, had a really good career, really like set up for a productive future. And now all that shit is in jeopardy or in the trash, really. Like, being a black man with a criminal record, being in jail for a year, sexual assaulting on a white girl. Yo, your shit is done. Like, you're gonna have to be real creative when you get out the box. Like, so I feel sympathy for you as a black man, but like, as a woman, I also feel like, yo, you gotta move better than that. You can't just be putting hands on women, even if it's not as serious as you think it is. Like, you can't touch people. You can't do that. And men think they have some rights to our body, or they don't think it's as serious as it is, but it is. And then me being a black woman, I'm like, yo, you're dumb for trying to fuck with these white girls. Like, your ass is in jail because you dealt with it. And he is the type of nigga that was fucking with these white girls. He went to a predominantly white university. He played fucking rugby. He hung out with the white kids, did the white drugs, did the white girls. Like, that was his lifestyle. But I'm like, you can't move the same way that they do. So I don't have sympathy for you there. And overall, it's just really sad. It was weighing heavy on me because I'm just like, damn, yo, like, somebody I know is now subject to that same racism or that same system, that same misogyny, that same shit that I've always be talking about. I'm like, ah, here go another one. But yeah, that's my OMG moment. But I was like, he was like, oh, maybe we could talk. Like, maybe I could call you. I'm like, yeah, nigga, we'll see. Like, I don't want to put anybody in that situation, like, hopes down. Like, I want them to stay optimistic. I don't want anybody harming themselves because they feel like there's nothing to look forward to. But I'm like, don't look for nothing for me, though. Because I got my own shit. I can't be carrying yours, too. And I ain't no ride or die chick. Like, that's not me. I hate to tell you, but I'm not no ride or die chick for no sexually assaulting ass nigga. Like, I will never be that girl. Like, I just can't. It's just not in me. I feel for your situation being a black man in jail. I do, but sucks. yeah. Converse with me on that. Like, I know that everybody has different perspectives on that, especially if you're a male, a black male, you might have different perspective, and I'm open to hearing it, but at the end of the day, like, it's also my life. Like, I don't have to entertain no jail nigga, regardless of the situation. But yeah, okay, let's get into the topic. So that's just one of the things. Like, I'm gonna just keep talking about some shit that's been going on with me. Like, that jail nigga is something that's been happening with me. Also, like, I want to talk about, like, this new intention that I'm setting for myself. Like, being single is my new intention. Like, something that I'm manifesting, but not just being single. I'm being single on purpose. Because I feel like in life, like, we just happen to be single, and we're just waiting for the next person to come along. We're waiting for the next great thing, the next big thing. Like, I'm intentionally being single to be with myself. Like, I am choosing to be in a relationship with myself right now, and I cannot tell you how much happier I am and how less fazed I am by things. Like, knowing that I am the person who I'm committed to, I'm not waiting or looking for anybody else, it makes me feel really good. And I didn't realize, like, it was that easy. Like, well, it's not, let me not say that it's easy. I didn't realize that it would be that powerful. It's not easy, because I feel like I always have to consistently remind myself, because the world has always been filled with temptations. And I feel like men are definitely a temptation for me, because, yo, men get on my last fucking nerve, but I still indulge. I still indulge, and I'm still working on, like, saying no. Like, I don't have to hang out with a nigga. I don't have to be entertained. I don't have to do that. Like, I don't need any of those things. And even sometimes I may want those things, but then I always question, like, why do I want it? Like, I keep saying that, like, this week I've been saying that, like, why do we want it? Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting things, and you can have virtually anything that you desire. You can have anything. If I say that I want a nigga who does this and that, I can have a nigga who does this and that. But why do I want a nigga who does this and that? For what? Like, why do I want it so bad? It's cool if it just happens to come. That's great. But, like, why do I want it so bad? Why? And I found out, like, I don't know. Well, let me not say that I don't know. Like, at first, I was saying, answering my own question with, I don't know. I don't know why I want it. I just want it. But then I continuously asked myself that question. And I'm just like, I don't want it. I feel like the reason why I wanted it before was because I felt like it completed me in some type of way. I felt like it aided me. It helped me feel better about myself. It made me feel good. And there's nothing wrong with things that make you feel good, but you don't need those things. Why can't I make myself feel good? Why can't those things that I'm wanting from a nigga, why can't I do those things for myself? Why aren't those affirmations that I'm desiring from a nigga, like, why can't I give those affirmations to myself? Those gifts that I want from a nigga, why am I not happy with just giving them to myself? And I think that revealed to me that, like, I have a lot of insecurities, and I'm expecting a lot from others and not really focusing on myself. And at the end of the day, I believe that life is a journey for your soul. It's a spiritual journey, and we're in our bodies that are our vehicles, and we're just navigating this world. And if we're looking for all these external sources to please our soul never really grows, because we're just adding things on, making ourselves appear as if we're growing instead of actually growing. Like, I could put on a pair of 5-inch heels, and yeah, they make me look tall and luxurious, right? But, like, am I really tall and luxurious without those heels? No, like, I'm adding something to me that I feel like makes me look better or makes me feel better about myself, but it's not really helping me grow. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, I've been trying to really be self-focused, and not in a selfish way, but in a way that, I don't know, in a way that just helps my soul get to the point where it needs to get to manifest to the next level. I wonder how, and I feel like I've been seeing a lot of different people who have similar ideas and thoughts. But yeah, I don't know. Are you feeling this way too? I don't know. Maybe, like, I'm single on purpose for this reason. Like, I'm trying to grow my soul. And once I'm completely content with myself, then whatever happens is going to be okay. Whether I find a partner, whether I don't find a partner, it doesn't matter because I found contentness within myself. So anything that happens is just beneficial. Like, nothing can hurt me because I'm content with my soul's journey. I know I've done everything that I could to push my soul forward, and I don't have to rely or worry about not having anything or something not working out for me. Like, it doesn't matter because I've already put in my work. Okay. All right. So into the next topic. Another thing that has been really on my brain lately is this idea of gaslighting. So I don't know if you guys heard this term, but it's something that I feel like everybody needs to fucking know. Black women, especially. Understand what the word gaslight mean. Gaslight means to, oh, black men and black women. But I say black women because I'm a black woman, and I think it's very important that black women understand this so that they understand when it's happening to them. So gaslight means to manipulate someone by psychological means, by questioning their own sanity. And this, I feel like, happens in many communities, but of course I'm going to emphasize on the black communities because that's the one that I'm a part of. That's the one that I experience on an everyday basis. And I usually see it happening from men gaslighting women. So women will state something, usually asserting themselves, usually standing and owning their, standing up for themselves and owning their own power. But men will question them like, well, that's why you don't got no man. Like, and then or they try to make it seem like, oh, the men don't like that. Like, they make women question whenever they try to stand up for themselves, whenever they try to own their power. And I cannot tell you how many times I've experienced this in my life, and I'm so happy I have a word for it now. The most recent time I can think of is like my past relationship. So this past summer I ended a relationship, or I didn't end it, he ended it with me. And it was basically a gaslight situation. Gaslighting happened consistently in that relationship. So I would bring up something that was a clear problem, something that did not make me feel good, and I will own it. I'd be like, this does not make me feel good. I don't like this. And he would make me feel as though it made no sense. And I'm like, I would find myself baffled. I'd be like, what do you mean it doesn't make sense? And then, like, it got to the point where I had to release it back and be like, it doesn't matter if it makes sense, because I was speaking from my heart. Like, let me not even say that. It made sense to me. And I was speaking from my heart, and he tried to make me question my feelings. And when I'm speaking from my heart, those things shouldn't be questioned. They should just be expressed. And whether you agree with my feelings or not, it doesn't matter. But yeah, so I remember the very last time, like, it happened up until the very end of the relationship, like the very last moment. He decided to move away, which is great, you know. Empower yourself, move on, live your life. I would never hold anybody back, and I encouraged him to do that. But like, he was like, you should do your own thing and I should do my own thing. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So why didn't you tell me this before? Because this is not an idea that you just had in your head. You already been knew for months that you were moving away. And I promise you, this wasn't the first day that you thought about breaking up. Why wait? He waited till the day before he moved. The day before he moved to be like, I don't think this is going to work out. And I'm like, okay, that's fine that you feel that way. I'm not going to fight you on that. But why wait till the last minute? Do you feel as though, and I asked him, I was like, do you feel as though you wasted my time? And he was like, no, you're crazy. Like, I'm just telling you how I feel. I'm like, I'm not crazy because I'm asking you a question. And then he switched it back and forth with his answer. First it was a no, I'm not wasting your time. And then it was like, well, yeah, I can see how you see how that seems like wasting your time. But don't you feel like you wasted my time too? And I'm just like, no, nigga, what did I do to you that wasted your time? You're the one that decided to move on. You're the one that decided to break up. This is all your decision. I did not waste any essence points fraction of your time. Trust me. And I don't know. This nigga just had a problem with trying to reverse blame. Try to take the guilt off of him by gaslighting me. And that's something that I will no longer accept in my life. It's no longer that I will ever accept from anybody. Like, yo, your problems are your own. I'm not saying that I'm absent of problems. But I'm saying your problems are your own. Don't ever try to put me expressing myself or me doing something genuinely as being crazy or insane or negative towards you when you know that you're for a fact the one doing the negative dirt. Because if I'm doing something, if I'm breaking up with a person, I'll be like, yeah, I'm just not into it. Like, I want to move on and fuck new people. That's fine. Like, you have to own what you're doing. Own your shit. Own it. Own it and be transparent about it. Don't ever try to blame nobody for nothing else. Like, and if I've ever done that in my life to anybody, I am thoroughly sorry, but I really don't believe that I am, that I have. If it's my fault, it's my fault, yo. Like, I'm grown enough to own anything that I do, whether you agree with it or not. But yeah, so gaslighting. Ladies, do not let men think you are crazy because you are saying how you feel. Make you seem crazy because you are questioning their negative behaviors. Women, do not let men think or try to make you appear crazy because you won't take their shit. Don't. Yo, stand goes for men. Men need to stop gaslighting and own their shit. Women also own your shit. Don't ever let no man make you question how you feel because you felt it for a reason. And yeah, I just want all my black women to know that. And I just also like, yeah, I want to talk like, yeah. And people are always asking me like, oh, that's just a people thing. That's just a people thing. Is it really a black thing? Is it really a black thing? And my answer is like, yeah, it happens to all people, sure. But like, for me, it's always a black thing. It's always a black thing. No matter whether it's math, science, reading, relationships, politics, finances, whatever it is. Yo, whatever it is always a black thing in my opinion. Because no matter what we experience, no matter what I experience in life, me being black always has an effect on it. Always. Always, always, always. And that's not my fault. I'm not doing it on purpose. But it's just the way that our society is structured. Everything in our society is structured based on race. Even the classes. And people disagree with that. They're like, oh, it's basically classism. I'm like, but even in America, I don't know about anywhere else, but in America, our classism is still based on race. Like, that's how they decided who was going to have and who was going to have not. Based on race. So it's always a black thing to me, and black people experience things differently. Even when we talk about the gender thing, it's even more, it become like, yeah, of course, like, men and women have their differences, and there's definitely patriarchy that exists, and there's definitely things that affect men that don't affect women the same way, and vice versa, whatever. But you then put being black on top of it creates a whole new experience. Yes, we can still say it's similar, it's related, but it's a whole new experience. Black women do not experience the same thing as white women. They don't. Even if we can say we've all been in relationships before, we've all been to school before, but being black in a relationship is different than being white in a relationship. Being black in school is different than being white in school. Being growing up black in a black family is different growing up in a white family. Even though, yeah, we all have families, we all have schools, we all have relationships and all this stuff, like, that idea of being black is always putting a new perspective on it, a new experience, another hurdle. I don't know. So yeah, when people ask me that question, I'd be like, is it really a black thing? I'm like, yeah, it is. And I have to think about it for a minute. Like, so I was like, is it? Like, I do believe that people are people and we do have common experiences based on just being people. But, like, the black thing, it takes it to a different level. Oh, yeah. But, okay, to kind of backtrack a little bit, I want to go back to talking about gaslighting. So, another instance that brought gaslighting into my life currently is this man. This man who follows me on Instagram. You know, I posted a story. I guess he was attracted to me. And he sent me a message talking about, like, oh, let me actually pull up the message right now so I can be accurate. I don't want to get anything misconstrued. If I can find it. Okay. So, this young man
sent me a message and he said, "You're a teacher, right? So teach me everything you know that will give me more clarity of women because you are a beautiful, attractive lady." Okay. So he wants to know about women and he's asking me for advice. And I tell him, "Thank you. All women are different, so I don't know what I can teach you besides listen to them." And this is where it became problematic, y'all. So I still stand by what I said. All women are different, so I can't really teach you no clarity about women other than just listen to a person and what they want and what they're asking for you. And this man replies, "So be a sucker." So he's basically saying, like, me telling him to listen to women is him being a sucker. Like, be basically a simp or whatever you want to call it. And I had to reply back quick. I was like, listening to someone doesn't mean be a sucker. That's why there's so much discord between genders right now. Listening simply means hearing someone out and not invalidating their thoughts because you think it makes you weaker. So, and that's exactly, and like, I told him that. And I feel like that's exactly what he was doing to me. He was trying to invalidate me telling him just to listen to women, me being a woman and him coming to me for womanly advice. And me giving him that, he just shut me down immediately when I said, "Listen." He was like, "Oh, no, listening means that I'm a sucker." And I'm like, "No, you're invalidating my opinion after you asked for it. And then you're talking about listening to my opinion is going to make you a weaker person." No. And he said, so he was just like, "It doesn't make you weaker, just dumb. Because women today will have you believe it, she like you, and whole time she don't, then you may feel used." And I'm speaking this way because I'm a man. It's like, no matter what you do, how much you do, it's never enough. He's fucking crying right now at this point. I don't know. But it sounds like, I was like, okay, this guy's clearly coming from a personal angle. This is not a general question. He's had bad experience or bad experiences, plural, and he's biased now. He's jaded. He's hurt by these experiences. So now he thinks that all women will just play you and use you and yada yada. But I'm just like, yo, what? That? And I was like, that's why everybody has a choice. We're allowed to leave. So if you feel that way in a relationship, whether you are a man or a woman, guess what? You always free to leave. Leave, because everybody is not for you. And I honestly believe no matter how unfortunate your relationships with women may have been, you were in them or you entertained them because your spirit still needed to learn something from them. It happens to women too. I had to tell him, like, yo, it's not gender biased. The same way that you feel used and abused and how much you put into a relationship. Women be feeling that shit all the time. That's why it'd be funny when men, and yo, men have the most power in society. I know that black men are definitely low on the totem pole in regards to societal power. But when we think about men, we talk about genders, like men still hold an immense amount of power because the only reason why they're targeted so much is because they're considered the threat. Men hold power. Men are perceived to be the ones with the power, so that's why they're being attacked at such higher, greater levels. But I'm just like, yo, you think that men think that, like, oh, one girl uses them, then all women are horrible. I'm like, how do you think that women feel with these men rapping about us? It's just common culture, black culture, to just disrespect black women and use us and go marry a white girl. Like, yo, this has been our culture, and it happens to you once or twice in love, so you think that women are the problem? Okay. Whatever. It's like, what came first, yo, the chicken or the egg? But actually, it's way more concrete than that. I know what comes first. Like, men did actions and then there was ripple effects. Now you got women that's trying to act like how the men treated them, and now it's affecting you, and now you feel salty about it, and I don't feel sympathy for it. But anyway, I was like, you are only in those relationships because you still need to learn something from them. It happens to women too. And instead of becoming enlightened by it, you became jaded. And I had to explain. I was like, maybe he don't know what I mean by listening. Because I don't mean like listening just like doing whatever I say. That's not listening to me. Listening means actually hearing somebody and not blindly following or doing something because you want something out of it. And when you really hear people, when you really open yourself up to seeing and hearing what a person really wants and what a person is really doing and what a person is really saying, it's going to open your spirit up and you're going to see who is for you and who is not. And of course he had to reply like, oh, I really listen to women. I really don't. And he was like, that really don't apply to me. And I was like, okay, nigga, so why you asking for advice? But anyway, he was like, I was in a relationship for 5 years only for her to go back to her daughter's father immediately. And I said, yo, just because one relationship didn't work out doesn't mean that all women are bad. Like, yo, women get played all the time and still invest their love and heart and soul into the next man. Men get played once and they act like the fucking world is gonna end. And then I was like, what's meant to be? Everybody been in relationships that don't work out for whatever reason. It hurts, but it's out of our control. It shouldn't deter us from love, because I truly believe that it shouldn't. That relationship ended and put you one step closer to your destiny. Every ending is a beginning. Just because one relationship didn't work out doesn't mean that all women are trash. It just means that that relationship was not meant for you. Maybe you need to start thinking about your perspective on relationships. Why were you even entertaining this girl if she just at the end of it even just dropped you and left you and didn't value you the same way that you were valuing her? Of course, then he went on even longer. He was like, I understand, but I don't even trust women anymore. Women definitely cheat first. I've seen it. I've heard it from friends. I'm like, bro, you're really generally placing this huge assumption on women. And I'm like, maybe you have seen women cheat first, but I guarantee you, cheating culture is way more prevalent in males. And because women allow cheating, men don't allow cheating. If a woman gets caught culturally in cheating, all of a sudden she's a slut, she's a hoe, she for the streets, da 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 da. We hear that all the time in the media. Soon as a man get caught cheating, you got the woman in an emotional state, and she still end up taking your ass back. She had your kids, and you out here cheating her, having a whole nother family. That, how long have we been hearing these stories? And they still take your ass back. So I really don't do that whole like woman cheat thing. I'm not saying that women don't cheat, because they definitely do. We're humans, just like any other human. But culturally, when we really talk about it, like who's really doing the most, don't ever try to put it on women because you saw two or three girls fucking cheating and you heard some niggas talk about it. Yeah, right. Okay. And he's like, I don't care how much I do for a woman. I know she's going to cheat because I'm not rich. And for a woman to ignore a man who is actually genuine and respectful and would have him think like she doing other shit is not cool, even though we are friends, is the only reason I could be upset. But a woman know your feelings. So I don't know, he just started getting confusing. I could tell that he was typing out of emotion. He said women have like 20 male friends literally and talk to all of them. That's why he's like, and then wonder why men are not faithful and why men not truthful with their feelings. It's because women talk to too many men. I'm like, first and foremost, niggas don't even be knowing what women do. So if you do have a woman, right, who is talking to 20 niggas, I promise you, like, most women are this lick and men are this uncaring or unnoticing that they don't know. Because if they knew, they would have left. So if you don't know something and then you still cheat, that doesn't make it valid, yo. It doesn't. Like, she could have been cheating or not cheating. Your ass still cheated because you didn't know what she was doing. So it has nothing to do with her talking to 20 niggas. It has everything to do with you. And I feel like this is also an example of gaslighting. They're trying to make excuses for men now. They're trying to reverse the blame. It's like white people when they try to say like, well, black people are dangerous, black people are ghetto, black people are stupid, so this is why we treat them like this. No! Black people didn't do shit to you. Women didn't do shit to men. They didn't do shit to men besides raise your children that y'all leave behind, whether it be through your own accord, through jail or dying or whatever the case may be. We sit here and we've uplifted and held up the black community. And I can guarantee you, I would bet money that this nigga that's over here conversing with me and saying all these negative things about women was probably primarily taken care of by a woman, because that's the statistics in the black community. And here we go, another black man talking shit about women who were probably the only people that ever fucking really took care of him his whole life. But anyway, I kind of did shut down. I was like, well, if you got it figured out, you don't need my advice. I was like, best wishes to you. And he was like, I'm asking you. And just like that, you shut me out. And he had the nerve to say, you're not breaking women code by telling me how women think. So, because I could be wrong, or I don't know what he was saying. He was typing kind of weird. He was like, you're not breaking women's code by telling me how women think. And I'm like, bro, I told you, all women don't think the same. This ain't no code. And if it was a code, nobody told my ass. Like, I don't know no fucking code. And I'm just like, what did I say? I said, I told you what I thought. And regardless of what I said, you claim women all do this or they all do that, which is false because I'm a woman and I don't do that. And you're the one that's coming to me for advice. But I understand that's your experience. I do understand, like, in your experience, these are the type of women that you surround yourself with. That still seems like a personal problem. Doesn't seem like a problem with the women. The women are living their life. You living yours. You making choices here. You're choosing to be around certain people. But whatever. In my humble opinion, as long as you have that mentality, you probably don't need to be dating no woman. And I was like, it ain't no code or secrets. If there is, ain't nobody told me. And I told him, just be a good person and maybe shit will work out for you. And I was like, that's all anyone can do. And then, you know, he liked the message and he ain't reply nothing back to that. But I'm just like, bro, like, I'm tired of men blaming women for their shit. Like, oh, this is why we cheat. No, it's not. You're the reason why you cheat. This is why I can't commit to you. No, you're the reason. You're the reason. Oh, there's no good women out here. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Especially when you talk about the black community. And the black community is only supported by black women. Black women are the ones that are owning their businesses. They're the ones that's getting the college degrees. They're the one that's raising the family single-handedly by their fucking selves. And we still have all these black men that have the nerve, the audacity to speak out against us after we did so much for y'all asses, after we still holding y'all asses down despite how many times you disrespect us with your words, with your hands, with your music, with whatever you be trying to preach to your niggas, with the disrespect, yo. Like, I really am, it's making me fired up. It's making me fired up. And the only reason why I'm fired up is because I care. Like, I really do care about black men. And y'all need to do better. And I'm not saying that black women are faultless. But I will say there's a such thing as actions and reactions. So now in society where people want to place a lot of blame on women, like, oh, women out here acting like niggas, women out here cheating, women out here doing this, this, and that. I wonder why. I just wonder why. I wonder why women think it's okay to cheat now. Because maybe centuries of them not having any positive male role models in their life to teach them what a real relationship is. Or maybe they got sick and tired of being cheated on by others. So now they're just saying, like, damn, I'm gonna just do what you do because I'm sick of being hurt. Yo, I'm playing the game now. Like, I'm tired of just watching from the sidelines and always losing. Like, yo, I'm playing your game now. And men get mad at that. We can never do what they do because when we turn the cards on them, all of a sudden, wow, they want to fall out on the floor and play victim. That's some really oppressive power shit that they're playing. And I won't stand for it. You tell me about it. Tell me what you think, y'all. Tell me. But I'm done with my rant for today. This is already long enough, but yeah. Thank y'all for talking shit with me. I'm going to be asking my family and my friends to listen to this because I really want to know people's opinions on all the topics that I talked about today. But yeah, tune back in for another episode whenever I post that shit. But yeah, just keep a lookout for it, okay? It's going to come. Just know it's coming. All right, bye, y'all.